Hello there, friends and family. It's Jake here. I want to stop you for just a minute before we jump into today's episode. I've got a couple things to talk about. All good things, don't worry. First off, today is a very special episode for all of us at DPS. We weren't sure when we would hit our 50th episode, but it was going to happen eventually. It's been a wild ride for all of us. In the past 2 years, we've gone through a book and a half of the Age of Ashes adventure path. We've recorded and kept the show alive during a worldwide pandemic. We have made friends from other podcasts and played with them at our own digital table at PaizoCon Online. All of this cannot be possible without you, the listener. If we hadn't gotten some of the good reception from those who listened to our show, I probably would have shut this whole thing down and taken it offline and just played with my brothers around the table. But this show has been so rewarding that I can't ever see us shutting it down. I get the jitters every single time we are about to release a new episode because it's just so exciting to entertain the world with dice, fart jokes, and the kind of storytelling that only a tabletop role-playing game can provide. So thank you for listening and get ready for many more episodes to come, because ho baby, do we have some exciting moments ahead of us. Second, we have some very special news for you in particular, listener. As of today, we are dropping our first set of official Dragon Punch Squad merchandise. Yeah. Get that. We've done giveaways before, but those were nothing compared to what we have for you today. If you head over to DragonPunchSquadMerch.com, you will find some custom t-shirts, hand-designed by my wife and myself through Teespring. We could not wait to do this. It's been in the works for a few months now, and we can't wait to see you all wearing them out and about looking fantastic. I'll let you in on a little secret, too. We are just testing the waters here on selling merch. If people really like it and may want more, we will be getting better and better merch out there. So get one for yourself, your significant other, your mother, your brother, your father, your sister, your neighbor. Hell, get one for your dog too, I don't care. Rock the DPS logo and start a movement, baby. Again, find the link on any of our social media or just head directly to DragonPunchSquadMerch.com and get in with the first line of DPS merchandise. It will make all your friends jealous, that's a promise. If they're not jealous, they're just wrong. Anyway, I've kept you all long enough. I'm with you guys. You're all like, Jake, shut up. I just want to listen to Benson's sweet voice. And I hear you, ladies and gentlemen. I hear you. Welcome to episode 50 of the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. So you guys, last episode took down the pillar that you needed in order to level up.
Leveling up. Oh boy.
As always, want to go around, talk about the new levels, and I want to know what cool new things you got. And I'm going to leave the spellcasters for last, because I know you guys got some shit. John, what did Benson get for his level up?
I am the tankiest boy. My AC went up to 28. Shield raised, going to be 30. I get natural slashing resistance just because of my armor mastery at this point. My health is 106, you know.
God, triple digit.
This is the level 7 when you get armor expertise. This is when paladins really separate themselves from all the other martial classes as defenders.
Yeah,
it's...
Because up until this point, a fighter could have basically the same AC as you, but now a fighter can't compete with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am just the guy to wade into everything and dare things to hit me.
Yeah. All right, Mark.
All right.
What did Elkwood get?
Elkwood, putting a point in skills, he went with stealth. So a stealth is
there
increased,
which
gives him the general feat. I picked foil senses. So whenever he uses a hide or, an action for stealthing, he automatically takes precautions against special senses as well.
Whoa.
So things
that's
like...
That's really cool.
So because I was between that And then upping my acrobatics for Kip Up. But like, I feel like stealth at this point is very important.
Yeah, you've been stealthing a lot. So it's, with the creatures you've been fighting, they have scent.
Yeah, scent. You know, anything with scent, you'd be like, okay, I'm automatically know I'm taking precautions. Like, slap some mud on me and boom.
So mechanically, does that mean that they can't, that they still have to roll stealth? Like, they don't automatically, like,
I guess so. I think that just means, like, if something has scent, I know that they have scent, and I do something to take a precaution against it this time. So, like, if you're 10 feet away and something's, like, sniffing, you're, like keeping a breath shallow, or, you slap mud on you, like, just to cover up your own natural...
You fart, so that way they go, oh, man, the dog pooped in the yard again.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is I get evasion. So when I roll success on a reflex, it's automatically, it's a crit. And my reflex saves are now master, so it's like, I don't know, what was it, plus 17?
I should have never leveled you up.
Master perception now, and weapon specialization.
Oh, which gives more damage.
A nice two additional damage with weapons and unarmed attacks.
One thing I forgot to mention, because I'm also a master of intimidation now. And I got a feat called Battle Cry, which means whenever I roll perception, I get to pick one person to get a free intimidation check on. And I like to think of it like...
Wait. Whenever you roll initiative.
Initiative, right.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets a roll of 4 free with initiative at one target.
He rolls initiative.
To frighten them automatically.
All right.
It's like he rolls initiative, points at someone, and just screams in their general direction. They're like, oh my God.
And in the book series I'm reading right now, Pathfinder Tales by Dave Gross, I recommend everybody read it. There is a tiefling who is with a bunch of crusaders of Lastwall, and they get into a fight with all these demons. And he mentions one of the crusaders momentarily mistook him as one of the demons. And he said, out of all the demons he had slain on that battlefield, the crusader that was moving towards him was the most fearsome foe on the battlefield.
Goodness.
And that's what I think of.
Gosh. Okay. Kezzer.
Spellcasters. Yeah, level 7 is a big, just overall for 2E, a big scaling level.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets all these base things. So both Tim and I are spellcasters. Our spell DCs go to expert, so our spell attacks and our spell DCs are much more formidable. And
yeah,
probably better for what level we are now.
Yep.
We get 4th level spells as casters.
Okay.
So you'll see those eventually. And I switched up my signature spells a little bit. I swapped out a lower level spell that I didn't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's really kind of it for spellcasters. I took orc superstition, so I took ancestral paragon to get another first level orc feat. And it's just a reaction to give me a plus 1 to saves against any magical effects.
Oh, neat.
Well, so that's good.
Yeah, it's really nice. I can use it once per round.
Yeah.
And it's because I don't have really any other reactions besides Orc Ferocity, which I have to die.
Yeah.
I finally have a reaction that I can use all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime magic hits me, I get a plus 1 to saves.
That's cool.
That's really it. I increased my Arcana to expert.
I mean, you could literally just say I get 4th level spells.
Yeah.
4th level spells are insane and awesome.
Yeah.
Just deadly.
Every time that spell slinger gets that bump of another spell level, it's just like a huge
dump. And because I can cast 4th level spells, my staff now has 4 charges instead of 3. I can cast more spells out of my staff.
Wow.
I can cast a fireball and still have a slot left over to cast another fireball if I expend a spell for the next one. So I can now cast 2 fireballs out of my staff. Or I can just cast, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
Insane.
So, staves are awesome. I love staves.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got a big one, too.
Oh, yeah. Skill increase, which you're like, skill increase. But I am now a master in medicine, which is
huge.
And that means when I do battle medicine, which I haven't had to do, but I always have the ability to. I can attempt the DC 30 check, and if on a regular success, it's 2d8 plus 30.
Oh my God.
On a crit success, it's 48 plus 30. And I didn't realize this, but... actually, let me check battle medicine. Because battle medicine, it says as treat wounds.
Hmm.
Does that mean I can... Because a treat wounds, you can reduce your wounded condition.
Battle medicine doesn't reduce wounds.
Oh, okay, okay.
It specifically says that.
Oh, it does. Okay.
It's just... It's treat wounds in every aspect except for that.
Okay, okay, cool. All right, so... Yep, that's good to know. The second thing I took, my feat, is advanced first aid. When you use medicine to administer first aid instead of stabilizing to stop or stopping bleeding, you can reduce an ally's frightened or sickened condition by 2.
Damn, whoa.
So I can start removing conditions now.
That's which insane.
I know. And I'm advanced for, I mean, pretty sure, yeah, minister first aid. I just have to be in range of touch and then one action to do that. Or I'll have to check on that, but I'm pretty sure it's just one action.
So you're, if you'd use a 2-action heal right now, what is it? It's 2.
Oh, yeah, because I got a bump in that. So that's 4d10 plus 32.
Jesus.
4d10 plus 32.
God. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, his heals are real good now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm texting my brother that right now because he won't believe that.
And you also get the plus 1 from the pair beads.
Yep. Plus 1. So plus 33.
Plus 1.
Oh.
It's so good. So good.
I did. I'll give you one spell. My fourth level spells are actually kind of, they're just good utility spells. But
okay.
The one level one spell that I said I swapped out, I took Horizon Thunder Sphere,
which is so cool.
Which is one of the crazy spells from the Secrets of Magic that can be cast as a 2-action, 3-action, or 2-round spell.
Yep.
But it's an awesome lightning explosion ball and. You know, Kezreal likes his lightning.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's
and it
true.
Is also my signature spell.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's my level 1 signature spell.
Nice.
So
nice.
I can cast a massive lightning bolt at any level I want.
A level 4.
A massive lightning explosion ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, geez. I'm going to have to up all these encounters.
Quick, let's go.
Yeah, they weren't hard before or anything.
Yeah, right. we just died almost a couple times. Yeah.
Literally, Iomide had to intervene in order for us to survive the last one.
Yeah, that was. And I barely survived it.
The recording come okay? Just okay.
I was just. Oh yeah, I was.
I just want you know.
I checked.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were talking before we started recording that we have like these 3 pillars that we want to go bop, bop, bop. Yep. And we're like, let's just have like a routine. We do these buffs, we go in, and we just start carousing havoc. So
yeah,
we're ready. I'm ready.
We got the plan down.
Yep. All right, so you guys know where the next pillar is. So let's just start heading there.
Southwest.
Yep, so you guys start heading southwesterly. I'm bringing over to let me go over the hex map myself. Let's see, there it is. So you guys need to see end up crossing the river at a certain point, and did you guys get here in the afternoon or did you get here
afternoon?
It was probably late.
Oh, yeah, it was later, right?
Okay, it was in the afternoon. Okay. All right, so you'd have to, because it's 3 hexes away, this thing will take a day and a half to get to.
Yeah.
So I will need a survival check for traveling.
Yep.
Assuming you guys won't tragically fail.
Mm. Well, I hope they did better than me.
Yep. Same.
I did well.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it's a 17 for a 17.
Oh. Nope, not enough actually. Yeah. Elkwood.
That was a natural 1.
Oh boy.
This is very bad.
Oh boy.
Is this just cuz I have the cantrip no direction?
Oh.
Is this to get the direction cuz I know the cardinal direction? Or is this for other things?
Yeah, no. This is for the cardinal direction because like you know on the map, so you know you just have to walk in that way.
All right, so Abadar, please tell us where to go.
Please.
Please.
So yeah, after traveling for like a few hours, all of a sudden you see like the same tree and everyone just turns to you. And they're like, "Which way are we going?" And you go, "Oh yeah. Cardinal direction."
Yes. So I'm just, from now on when we travel, I'm just going to use that spell.
Okay.
Yeah. The swamplands confused me.
Yeah. The swamps are not a place you've been.
Like, it's just real quick, but it's like back, God, this was when I was probably in middle school and stuff. Like, I used to go hiking and stuff. There was a time we went camping. It was like in PA or something. It was like around these swamp areas. And I just remember walking and like, It was just like this. It was just foot went down,
mm-hmm.
and it was like half a foot, and just walking through it, and you could just... And then every so often, the water will just fill right back in, and then, God forbid, if you had short hiking boots like I did, then water just poured right into my boots, and it felt like I was going to get gangrene.
That is the worst thing.
It is a terrible feeling.
Gosh. Wet feet is the worst.
Wet feet with wet socks inside wet boots.
Let's see. So after so you get the cardinal direction, you get about 2 hexes away and you're on one of the river deltas. When you get to the river delta, it actually gets a little bit wider here from where you guys were. So let me take you to
smell fried catfish. Got some Cajun spices in there.
Yeah.
Some of which. Give me some onions, some bell pepper.
You could probably find the goon cheer.
You might find the goon cheer. at this point, we'll need you guys to make a athletics check to get across. It's not a terrible one. It's a little bit easier here than on the main river. This is one of the deltas.
No.
How do you throw your dice so bad?
I'm just scared.
Like, can I use acrobatics instead?
No.
Damn.
I got a 17.
17? Success.
Yay.
33.
Whoa, okay.
Somehow a double crit.
Double crit. With a double crit, I have Adalar with me. And I just full on fucking leap over the river.
You might need to do that for me because I got a 5.
Total?
Yes. My you said athletics.
Athletics, yeah.
My athletics, I don't have anything in athletics.
Oh, you're not trained.
How am I better?
Because I put all my points into acrobatics.
I just don't know. No, because...
I rolled a natural 2.
No, I mean, I have 0... because of my level, I have a +7. Did you level up your character on your sheet?
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, I thought that it only goes up to... Unless it's like, if you
you're trained in it, Tim, you have to be.
I'm not.
Do you have untrained improvisation or clever improviser? There you go,
clever improviser.
That's what it is.
I'll do it.
So you have you get
okay.
That's you get why. A bonus for not being untrained.
That'll do it. Yep. So Elkwood struggles to get across. Stopped you guys for a little while at least.
I turned myself into a vine.
Carry me across.
Throw down the river.
Save me, mistletoe.
Benson, what'd you get?
30.
Yeah. Crit success. Jesus. You walk through the water. It barely comes up to your neck, and you just. Water flowing all the way around you.
I hate it so much.
So the three of you get across and you realize Elk's not there.
Ezra, will you go back for him? I'm afraid I'll get lost in the river.
I look around for Elk. Can I attempt to see him on the...
Make a perception check.
Oh, right. Shit.
17.
21.
21. Yeah, yeah. You guys had enough. You can see him trying to like swim up the river. He's just like,
can I try to go?
It's
back?
Weird. My strength is 16, but I don't have athletics.
How do you do this? Kick your legs at the same time?
Oh my God. I don't swim.
Swimming like a jellyfish.
You can swim like me, in which you just. Sink.
Yeah.
I know. I'll sink and walk the rest of the
day. Can I take out the rope I have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
would have
been
him.
A good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do, that.
We'll do that for next time.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Throw it. I'll give Elk a +2 to the athletics as he holds on.
Okay, so I should roll again?
Yes, yeah, so roll again.
Okay, that's... a 14.
14.
Well, 14, 15, 16.
You succeed.
Nice. Yay!
And so you're able to hold on and you're able to keep your head up and stuff like that and eventually Benson just pulls you. He just winds the rope up around his arms and pulls you in.
And you know the bitches. And it's like the mirror's just flying overhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Just,
I love the idea.
Grab me, you fool.
I love the idea of elk just in normal daily life, just flipping and spinning over everything. Yes. But the
Get
second
water.
His body touches water, he's like, ah.
I'm stuck.
It's basically me in real life. I do not like water. I will swim, but I do not want to be in water.
After a fun time in the river, you guys get a little bit farther and you get one hex down. That was your second hex.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So now you guys will have to camp.
Yep.
So go ahead and make me a survival check.
Hey.
Hey.
Still not that impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
31. Don't worry about it. I got this, guys.
Crit success.
Okay. Natty 18 on the die for 20.
I got natty 18, too.
Dirty 20. Yeah.
Regular success.
So you're better than my beastly plus two in survival?
Jeez.
So you guys set up camp with the cloth, making a tent. And the river sounds really nice when you go camping.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm. When I went for my bachelor party, we went up to Savage River Forest, way up in western Maryland.
Ooh.
And it was really nice when we got there. We got there super late, and we like set up camp almost in the dark. And as we like laid down, we were like, "Do you guys hear a river?" And it was like the most calming water to just like hear that, like just outside of like you know like a little ways down the road. It was nice.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys hear that? You sleep just fine throughout the night, and you wake up the next morning. You know that you will be at this next pillar come around noon, as long as you guys travel.
All right. We going through the game plan as usual?
Yes. I believe that would be good.
Indeed.
You two buff me up, I run in, and you rain hell from the sky.
Sounds like a plan.
Indeed.
All right. What does the terrain look like?
The terrain here is you go into... this was...
Are we entering the yellow hex? The yellow...
You are.
Hex? Okay, should... Like, let's stealth ahead. And
just... Sure.
That would be a...
Are you doing the invisible thing again?
Oh.
You want invisibility?
Yeah, I want that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That way, just right. Automatically undetected.
Or invisible.
Yeah, undetected, but still it'd be go. A 24 for stealth.
Yep. Much easier, actually, to stealth through here is the rain nearly constant within the jungle.
Ooh.
Comes down in sheets between the broken gaps of the forest canopy here, so it gets kind of high. The clouds above have almost a black and... The clouds above almost black and flashing with lightning. Several of the trees in the area are split open with jagged wounds along their bark. Hmm. Their insides smoldering red as they burn from the inside out.
Oh, wow.
Kezra likes this.
It's quite cool.
Yeah. Sounds cool, but...
Awesome.
Good awesome.
So you eventually get to an area... for a second, Elk, as you're stealthing through... You see something that flies just above the canopy, and it flies down in front of you about, like, 50 to 100 feet away. So, like, the far enough away where it definitely wouldn't detect you. Mm-hmm. But you see it fly down really quick. Make me a perception check.
That would be a 24.
24. Oh, yeah. You remember this thing from not too many days ago when you attacked a Sabasan.
Oh. So, it's a Sabasan.
It's a Sabasan.
Mm. Ooh. What do we remember about that creature? It's not a fiend.
It's not a fiend. It's a, like I said, it looks like a leathery gargoyle.
Yeah.
And you remember that it
has scent.
It has scent.
Yeah.
You also remember that it had the ability to, when it grabbed. Actually, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I said that it had the ability to drain blood.
Right.
Yeah, that was the one that it almost did on Vemir and almost did it on
Adalar.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah. And, it's a vicious creature.
But we know most is that they were using it as, like, their scout.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. It was their detector. So.
Well, we've already killed one, so this is the second one, right?
Yes, it looks okay. To be there.
There was only one Sabazon.
Yeah.
Just one.
In the entire world.
They're expensive. You can't get more than that.
I mean, we took it out before. We can take it out again.
Yep. So you are aware of a Sabazon that's in the area.
Yeah. And due to my one ability, it's like I am taking precautions.
So. Yep.
He is...
How do you cover up your scent? Tell me that. Just because.
I don't know, like I would say, like he probably like has like dust or something that he just kind of like coats himself with.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and get the oils. Just kind of like does a. I was thinking of the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing from Predator when dicked out in mud, yes. And then he just pops out. I will say it's kind of like a dust or something like that he gets, and then he just kind of like covers and just a scent kind of gets muted.
Cool.
It also is raining.
Yeah, it's raining,
and it's raining because how hard it is, but it's. Yeah, he sees that, and he wants to move a little bit closer, but at the same time, he wants to let them know that there is... Yeah, I think he'll turn back, like, right now, and inform them.
Okay.
So you saw the pillar, though?
No. Oh, I didn't see the pillar yet.
You did not see the pillar. I was just saying, as you're walking, you saw Sabazon, like, 50 feet ahead of you, swoop down, and then swoop away. So it looks like it was just flying around.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So letting you know what you might be encountering.
Okay. Oh, yeah, since I'm so invisible, screw that. He's going to keep moving.
Yeah.
All right. You keep moving.
Yeah, do you want me to?
And you roll up on another quarry.
The first one was silver.
It was so much fun, guys.
Turns out every single other pillar is a fucking quarry.
Well, did you guys not enjoy that? So you come upon.
This one's a silver.
I'm not going to say that you're here, but. Oh, wait. Let me.
This one's run by a red kobold.
Whose name is
Macadamian.
You come upon, you can eventually see the pillar, and let me go ahead and read what this one looks like. So I already read that. This pillar appears to glow yellow.
Oh, jeez. I'm thinking lightning, but...
I really don't think there's anything to tell.
You were wrong last time.
I know.
Wrong again.
I'm thinking poison.
Yeah, I guess.
Sort of like terrible poison effect.
Poison.
Just she's wyvern poison, isn't she?
I think this God comes to repossess your car.
You're just shoot.
No, I got two more payments left.
But I'm closer than you guys.
But so how's the environment looking though? Like
rainy.
You said
rainy
like,
as hell. It's disgusting.
You said rain, but you said lightning, right? Beforehand, like there was
There's like a lightning storm happening. Like it's crazy.
Really? That's so it's intense. Not distant. It's close.
Oh yeah,
it's like right on top.
All around you, yeah.
Oh snap!
But it's like a clearing, and then it's there, or is it like
yep, it's a clearing.
In the trees?
Let me go ahead and let me move you over to the map.
And I want to stay at least a distance away so it doesn't go after me.
Okay.
So.
You know the range on it. You know the range was 120 feet. So, but yeah, you see it. Like I said, crashing lightning randomly just destroys a tree.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Gosh.
Okay. He is going to retreat back. One more perception check, I guess, to see if there's the Sabazon's just kind of chilling around.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make me a perception check.
Oh. Okay. 22.
22. See if you see any Sabazons in the area.
Sabazon.
Nope. It actually looks pretty clear. Looks like you just see the pillar. But you saw one earlier and it did come in this direction, so it might be out again.
Yeah, I'm just looking at like the ground to see if there's anything weird about it. But if not,
it's muddy from all the rain.
Yeah.
There's some char and ash, wet on the ground.
Okay. He will then head back.
Okay.
And inform me because just kind of like plops down. You know, you just see since it's raining and like he lands, it's just like a little splash appears just randomly.
Hello. Hello.
There seems to be a pillar up ahead. This one's emanating kind of like a yellow shore,
But I did see an old friend of ours, the Sabusan that we fought in the quarry. There seems to be another one. But it's not... I didn't see it lingering. It just kind of flew off and passed. So I don't know if that would be something that will coming up behind us, or but from then on, I do not see any other creatures.
Well, it makes sense that they would use more than one if they are valuable scouts.
Yes. So, otherwise, I mean, it's just in a clearing, just like the other one. I do not see any tripwires, so if you do our thing before, I mean, we could just run up, try to destroy it as quickly as possible, and deal with the threats afterwards.
That seems to be the best course of action. Mm-hmm. We have our plan, let's stick to it.
Then let's move forward.
Alright, so you guys move up. At a certain point, Kelly, I imagine Kesra's going to see it and then cast your stupid wall.
Dumb wall!
You cast the wall, and all of a sudden...
Oh, no.
Four Sabasans...
Oh, shit!
...come out of the trees and start floating around and looking.
Wait, as he cast it or after?
When the wall appeared.
Oh, then they're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, the hell was that?
I mean, I got my...
Which way are we approaching from?
You're coming from northeast.
Mm. Right here?
Yeah, that way.
Oh, we're just very... The map doesn't allow us to have our space.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I could turn the map around if you want. I can, like, rotate it.
Well, it's just, like, from where we're coming from.
I mean, we know that Benson's going...
Here we go.
Yeah.
Honestly, just make Benson invisible as he's charging up.
I mean, he'll have Sanctuary on him, so...
Yep. So, yeah, you guys are coming from, like I said, northeast. And there we go. Four Sabasans.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, they are sort of just like around. They're sort of just like in the opening, trying to see what they're determined. Able to. Yeah,
Kesra would have to be there to be able to see it.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Yeah. All our buffs are cast on Benson.
Okay. So let's go ahead. Let's just roll initiative. Since these things are looking for a combat.
Yeah. And you know what, Jake.
Okay. Mm.
Since I'm rolling, you know, initiative.
Yeah, you want to pick one of them.
One of them.
With the shout of Iomide's name, he's going to pick out this
Master
guy.
Intimidation.
Love it.
Okay, so the one, number three, got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Let me pull this up real quick. Go to Intimidation. Where is it?
Just Intimidate against the will DC.
Yeah.
Garbage roll.
Oh, no.
That was no. 2 on the die for 19.
Yeah, that's right. It was free.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a free intimidate.
Yeah.
You're just screaming
still,
at
you
it.
Still, you hate to see it.
This is a new trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just trying it out.
All right. Let's go around the table. Benson, what did you get for your initiative?
That was a 12.
That was a 12?
Yeah, that was a natural one.
Oh, boy.
I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Elk, what'd you get?
So, due to my new buff for my stealth, that would be a 33.
Oh, goodness. Oh, oh, oh.
A plus 17 to
what a
beast.
Rolls. Yeah. All right, Kesra.
18.
18. Adelar.
18.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
So every Sabasan's going before us.
Yeah.
Except for Elk,
yeah. Yeah. Between you two, which one goes first?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's an 18 point. Dragon Pillar did pretty good, as it always does. Not as good as Elk or the Sabasans, though.
Oh.
Elk, you go first.
Okay. He is going to hunt prey on the closest one here and do a two-action shot, Hunter's Aim.
Okay. So you are stealthed right now.
He's flat-footed. Or he's invisible, so yeah. So
yeah, he's flat-footed. That would be a 30.
A 30 against this thing is a hit.
Even with flat-footed,
flat-footed minus 2? Yes, that is a crit.
Yeah!
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my God.
What a beast.
Because I was like, oh, it's a plus 7. I was like, no, it's a plus 18 now because of the plus 2. Oh, yep. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Okay.
Plus 18.
Yeah, that's only with that, because it's a 6 plus 16 otherwise, but yeah, it gives me a...
Yeah, only plus 6.
It's only plus 16.
Come on.
All right, what's the damage?
The mere plus 16 is what my to hit is, man.
Oh, that's good so far. Oh, and of course, precision damage is trash. But 6, 11, 12, 14... So that and double that, so that'd be a 28 points of damage.
28 points of damage. Nice. Okay, yep.
Enter. And
ow.
28 points of damage to this one, and then Vamir is going to fly out. Oh shit, that's right, the pillar's right there. Oh shit.
I mean, Vamir is two actions, so he can ready in action and wait for a Sabasan to come at him.
Oh yeah, that's actually a very good idea. Because since now Elk is visible.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He is going to sit right there in the tree line, and if the stop sign comes at him, he's going to ready a peck.
Okay.
Basically, just and strike out.
Awesome. All right, it is the Sabasan's turn.
I like how terrified we are about this pillar because I don't know what it does.
Imagine we'll find out soon.
Yep. So the Sabasan here does a powerful charge against Kezra.
Yes.
So, yep, two action, double up to the speed, makes a claw strike, blah, blah, blah. So if it hits, gets a little bit of extra damage off. So claw strike here. That is 25.
Yep.
Okay.
To hit.
So.
Thanks to the unfortunate... initiative rolls here. I don't think I can just run up.
You don't think you can just run up?
These are nasty enough that maybe we should just kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving you guys alone with four Sabazons.
Yeah, Sabazons get pretty bad.
So we could literally just stay out of range of the pillar.
Are
we out of range of the pillar?
I don't think Benson is, but let me check. Mm.
If I'm not, Kezra isn't.
Yeah, technically I'm not either.
Oh no, Benson is out of range.
Okay.
That is 19 points of damage.
Okay.
Hmm. And you are grabbed.
Oh, there we are.
There it is.
I do love that. Next one is going to powerful charge you, Elk.
Okay, so...
you get the peck off.
If only if it pass, like... Would you say that it would be able to, or powered?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Attack. Three on the die for a... Not great. 18.
That's a miss.
Miss.
Oh, good.
So he goes up and charges at you.
Like I've seen your game before.
And then it is going to... Can't do that. All right, it is... it's just going to do a jaw strike on you.
Gross.
14 on the die for 20 total.
That's a mess.
Okay. In which case... Oh, wait. Hold on. 24, sorry.
That's still a mess.
Still a mess. Okay. That's right. You're hard to hit.
I buffed up after leveling. Otherwise, you would hit me.
Yeah. All right. Then the other two are going to start flying in.
I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Three actions to get up there. So the one that was closest to the pillar uses all three actions to get right inside of Benson's face. 15. And the other one goes up and is directly behind the one that is now grabbed onto Kezra.
I'm sorry, Elk. I can't.
It's fine.
I can't.
Believe me. Let's go over there first.
Because
I can defend myself a little bit.
Yeah. It is the Dragon Pillar's turn.
Shit.
Who does the Dragon Pillar have sight of?
I thought we were out of range.
Oh, not necessarily sight, but who can it sense? Let's get this ruler jam.
That's 80 feet or 120? I keep forgetting.
120.
Okay. So out of 120 feet, it could get Kezra. It could also get Benson.
Mm-hmm. Not with the diagonal. It's definitely diagonally out of range.
Oh, no, this is calculating for it, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, because right here, you see how it's...
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yep. I thought it did that.
No, it does. There's a setting to turn it on.
Oh, yeah, it counts the squares. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, ooh, what do I want to go for? Four. Who do I want to go for? How about this? I'll do a 50-50 die roll.
Okay.
To see who it is.
All right, so we all just need to take one step back and we'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Just whoop. You guys want to do evens and odds?
Evens.
All right. John chose evens. Evens.
Good.
All right. So now you have to roll the 50% miss chance. All right. DC 11 flat.
Correct. That is an 18, so...
That's fine.
Lucky bitch.
34 total.
Ugh. Yeah, that hits.
Not a crit, though.
So. Not a crit, though.
Very familiar noise goes out as a lightning bolt.
Lightning pillar. Lightning.
Oh. Do I get a reflex?
You do get a reflex.
All
right. It's a basic reflex save, so you will take half otherwise.
Definitely not a crit. 18.
18, that is a fail. So it was just a regular hit, it was not a crit.
Yep.
All right, so you're going to take the 6d6 electricity damage.
Yeah, we need to back up.
Fucking horrible. God, 13.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
13, but god
wow.
Damn it.
I can take that all day.
Yep.
I hate this whole AP. I hate book 2. I hate it. From the worst. All right, after the dragon pillar, Kezra. Everybody looks at Kezra. He looks a little chubbed from the lightning bolt.
I like to think that Benson just instinctively looks at Kezra. He's like, oh, wait.
What did you do?
I'm going to roll a DC 5 check to see if I can cast this spell.
Okay.
And I do.
All right.
Oh, good.
Oh, because you grabbed.
Yes. Yeah. So Kezra begins to chant, and he starts... Just waves of heat start radiating off of him, and he immolates.
Nice!
Oh. And tell me, does the Sabo-san hang on to me as I fly 15 feet into the air?
What?
As you fly 15 feet into the air?
Yeah, straight up.
I mean, yeah, he's grabbed on.
All right, good. He's coming along for the ride. So Kessler flies straight up 15 feet.
I mean, he also has flight, so...
Well, he's coming along, and yeah. Kessler then... dive bombs into this square.
No.
Right behind him. So I only move 5 feet. Not the maximum I can go.
Gosh.
And explode.
No.
In a 10-foot emanation.
What?
And I will deal with the burning dive spell.
Oh my god.
Heightened plus one.
You can't take moves from Pokemon.
Seismic toss.
Burning dive, I will do 3d4 bludgeoning and 3d6 fire damage, reflexing in a 10-foot blast.
Gotcha.
So I move here. You get all three Sabo-sans.
Cool. Okay.
That's so cool.
Oh, that was perfect movement for this.
Yeah, sure was. It is a spell that allows you to travel 15 feet straight up and then 60 feet into any square within 60 feet.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck? And explode.
That sounds like
I need to talk to our other DM when I play a wizard. I need this spell.
So, yeah, I saw this spell. I was like, oh my god. Mobility,
yes.
Crazy damage,
yes.
And it's heightened plus one. So the damage. Actually, I need it's heightened, so it's 4d4 and 4d6. So.
All right, so the one that you have grabbed gets a 26 on the reflex.
Oh,
just a success.
Just a success.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
Fail, guy on the left.
Yes.
And success on the guy on the right.
What's the success?
It was a 27.
Mm. Okay, yeah, they both barely got it. All right.
Yeah, it was one above the other one, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if the type of damage matters.
It does not.
Okay, so 44 bludgeoning and 4d6 fire will be... Okay, let's map it. Not bad rolls.
Yeah, not the worst.
So
15
fire and 7 bludgeoning, so...
22
total damage.
Okay,
to all of them.
Or we'll have to the two.
Yeah, right. Okay, so 11 and 11, and then 22 on the guy on the left.
That's incredible.
That's a cool ass move.
That's insanely.
I like that move.
That is the most badass thing.
I was like, I'm just taking this as a fourth. It's a third level spell, but I was like, fuck, I'm taking it as a fourth level.
Just imagine it's like a suplex just coming out.
Yeah. You can move 60 feet in the air for this attack.
That's insane.
So the Samson grabs onto you and he's just like,
whoa!
He's like, bad idea, bitch. Whoosh.
You're locked in here with me.
Kezra, are you doing anything else cool for your round?
I do have another action.
Move back.
He said move back?
Well, you're still grappled, right?
He's still grappled.
He's still grabbing me.
And he could do that blood drain ability too, I think.
Yeah, I will cast shield.
Shield. Okay.
Do you have to make the flat check for that too?
Or is it verbal.
Oh,
and
nice.
I get plus 2 to AC because it's my bloodline spell.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Okay. In which case, after that, Adalar, your turn.
All right, I see the creature in front of Benson. And I just make it, I'm like peeking behind the whole figure of Benson. And I'm like, Abadar is going to get you. And I need you to make me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save yes. from the Sabbath Stone.
As I call a curse upon you.
They're pretty good at it. They're okay. 25 total?
Oh, you just make it. Ooh, but okay. Don't worry, for a success, for 1 minute. The first time each round that the target takes at least 10 points of piercing or slashing damage from a single strike, it takes an additional 2d6.
Oh!
So Benson, get ready to go to town nice. On this guy.
Goodness, all right.
Crack your neck.
I'm trying.
He just slumps over. Right. Like, oh, fuck.
John just died.
Also.
Whoops.
Also, earlier in the day, maybe you all have noticed this, but Adalar, he's had a faint glow about him, and it is not from an angelic halo, but he has become a vital beacon. So anyone that lays hands upon him can get a certain amount of hit points. I will reveal when I'm interacted with.
Such a good spell.
And, so one action, you touch me, and you get some sweet, sweet heal.
And with the positioning, he is directly behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how that's going to work.
Yeah. So, honestly, Adalar, I thought it was just the foundation you put on.
It was a healthy glow about him.
Got some of that new BB cream.
My wife
just sweats it right off.
Oh, wait, that was only 2 actions. I still got 1 more action.
Benson, take Abadar's guidance.
And you get a plus 1.
Guidance.
Lovely.
It is your turn, Benson.
All right, I'm going to swing for the fences with a Sabasan directly in front of me.
Okay.
Plus 1.
With a plus 1. So first attack.
Come on, crit, baby, crit.
Sadly, probably not a crit, but I still think I probably hit.
Mm-hmm.
20. Why can't I math right now? Tim, what's 5 plus 7?
5 plus 7?
22.
22.
20, yes, you hit.
Man, you put that on the mic.
Yeah. Listen,
okay. I can't cut it out.
I'm a big dumb,
no,
big
not.
Dumb man.
People have smarts in all sorts of ways. Some people are great at math. Some people aren't. That's okay.
This game is math under pressure.
Yeah,
so.
I would literally be terrible at math if it wasn't for D&D.
Yeah.
My quick math like that is really good.
So should I roll 2d6?
I want to roll the 2d6.
So that was 14 slashing damage.
Ooh, all right, nice.
Come on, Adlon needs a new pair of shoes.
6 points.
Another
so a total of 20.
So a second strike.
Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be a miss. There's another 5 on the die.
Okay.
I'll raise my shield.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's see.
It feels really good to roll a 5 on the die and still hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll believe it, yeah.
Okay. So after that, it comes to the top of the round, round 2. Oakwood.
Okay. He is. Vamir is. Sensei, he's out of fucking range. He is going to fly over. And right now we got a little sandwich going on with the Sabasan in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He is going to drop his bow and quick draw his Elvish Curblade out and swing with one action. Come on. Oof, that is a 23.
That'll hit.
Fuck yeah. 3d8. That's right. Sorry, I had a mind blank. So. Ooh.
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 Oh.
16, 17,
owie.
18,
19. Owie.
20, 21. For adding my plus two.
Lovely.
So,
yep.
And he's going to swing again.
Okay.
He's going to swing away. That would be minus four instead of five. So that'd be 13 plus 12, I think.
25.
Yeah, that's 25. I'm thinking because it's plus 16 to hit, so I'm like plus. So yeah, plus 12. So yeah. So that would be that.
Okay.
25.
25 hits.
Yes.
Oh my god. This time only 2d8. Oh, 8 and a 6.
Oh
god.
So that's gonna be 14, 15, 16. Oh, my god. Oh wait, 17, 18, 19 strength bonus.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Which I believe I forgot to do in my previous one, too.
Okay, so
it'd be an extra plus three.
Extra plus three. Okay, got it.
And, oh, wait, sorry. And forceful, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Because since I hit again with it,
yep. That
would be plus two, or is it plus one? Because
plus one for weapon die.
Yeah.
So plus extra two on that.
An extra two. Goodness. Okay.
That's cool.
And for the hell of it, he's going to swing again.
Okay.
I mean, he's whirling like crazy right now.
Dang.
Oh, that's a mess.
You know, I was kind of sad. I was like, oh, man, I'm like the only one that didn't get any damage this level. I don't need to do anything. I just need to stand in front of him. You guys do so much fucking damage.
And, and now Vemir is going to goad and strike. One hit.
Yeah, Vemir.
14 on the die. Yes. Wait, that's a 14 on the die. So that'd be a 25 to hit.
25 to hit.
26.
He's dead.
Is it?
Yay! Yep.
Wow.
Yeah! Wow! Roll it. Let me roll it, please.
He had five left.
Okay, that was a good roll.
Yeah,
that was a good roll.
Yeah, like we were
skewers
really...
right through his heart.
Yeah,
just a beak going straight through his heart.
Feels not too long ago. We were really scared of these things.
I know. Yep.
That was before.
You just
one v
one one.
If there were butchers, I'd be afraid.
That's right, the butchers, right?
But holy shit,
level seven characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy
now. Think about the fact that you guys took on three butchers and a Sabasan.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now you guys are just tearing these things up.
We have earned this.
Yeah.
Yes. Technically, it's a 2v1 because...
Yeah, it is, but...
But yeah, he, like, just straight up just slash, so stab. Oh my god, it feels good to do that.
Okay, so the Sabasan that is... it is now the Sabasan's turn, I should say. The Sabasan that has Kezra grabbed... he is going to go up and he's going to take his mouth and drain blood from you.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, requirement is just Sabasan has a creature grabbed. Drains blood from the creature. You need to make a fortitude save.
Good. It's my best one.
Yeah.
It's going to be 32.
32. All right. That is a success. Nothing actually happens.
Really?
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Cool. Yeah, it's not a basic, so.
Yes.
That's cool.
In which case, he is just going to do some jaw attacks on you. With grab, he would need to... He would need to use his last action to hold on. Is that correct?
Let me look that up while you're doing your first attack.
He's still going to do a jaw attack on you.
I feel like if he's doing an attack with the same... that has the grab trait.
Well,
he just has to spend the... If he hits me again with it, he has to spend the action. That's all.
He has to use his tail.
Yeah, I don't feel like...
Yeah, I was just wondering if he needed to maintain the grapple still, because there was that part about, like...
Well, I think he has to maintain the grapple if he doesn't use the same attack that has the grab trait.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay, yeah, requirements for grab.
What does he have to grab with?
He has to grab with a claw.
All right, then he would have to hit me with the claw to get the grab trait. Otherwise, if he wants to bite me, he would then have to maintain the grapple or let go.
Here's what grab says. It says, requirements. The monster's last action was a successful strike with that list of grabs in its damage entry, or it has a creature grabbed using this action. So it can. I think if you're grabbed, it has to spend an action to keep holding on to you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So he's still going to do a jaw, and then his last action, regardless, will be to continue holding. Christ almighty. 17.
Miss.
Yep. So he tries to bite on you, and you move your head just out of the way. The other Sabasan that is directly next to you, to the left, is going to take a step up. And he is also going to... he's going to do a jaw attack. For a total of a 29.
Ugh.
Yep. All right. Oh, D10s, are they? Ooh.
Oh, damn. Yes. Okay.
For a total of 16 piercing.
I'm going to break my shield to absorb 10 of that.
Okay. Ooh. And you also take one persistent bleed damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to do a claw attack in order to try to get a grab on you as well. With that, it is 20 total.
Yep, because I broke my shield.
Because you broke your shield already, yep. All right, so 2d8. 10 slashing and the grab. Okay, after that... the one that's in front of Benson.
He's like, ow.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
yeah, ow.
That
hurt.
Ooh.
Ow.
he's not doing good. Yeah, I guess I'll just... Yeah, he's gotta attack him.
Yeah.
Gotta attack you.
I just cut him.
True.
And the best part is just like Adelar's right
real
there,
quick.
So he's just like, haha, heal.
Before this
pocket healer,
this attack, you guys have buffed him already.
Yeah, he has haste and he has sanctuary.
Well,
right?
Okay, so with sanctuary, I meant to address this earlier. Because you use your shout at the beginning, I wouldn't have cast sanctuary because the shout would have been a hostile action. So I still have sanctuary prepared but not cast.
That's fine.
You're hasted.
Yeah, you're hasted.
You're hasted, though.
Okay.
You probably forgot an action last round, but
yeah, I did.
That's
fine.
Okay.
It would have missed anyway.
I wouldn't have missed.
Okay, so going to do a. He is actually going to do a fell shriek.
Oh.
So sure. I need everybody around him. Yeah, because everyone's close enough to make a fortitude save.
Oh, it's a four.
I knew it.
Okay, that's. Shit, I need to remember what my fort save is.
20.
Since I leveled up, so I'm like, ooh, what is that?
27 for Kesper.
Pass.
20.
How much?
20.
You fail.
Yep.
33.
Critically, if there was one.
I'll put 25 for Elk and Vamir.
Wait, if you're not within 30 feet, don't worry.
Oh,
not,
yeah, I think
yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that looks out of 30 feet. If you are, then yep. Yeah. The only one that failed was Adelar.
Yep.
You are deafened for 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. He's just gonna scream his spells.
Ah!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this happened last time. It only affects certain spells that have certain traits, and
yeah.
None of my spells I use have that trait.
Yep. In which case, he is then going to try to use a claw or jaw. Kind of like the jaw attack because that 2d10 felt really good.
We're building.
22. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I have to laugh now.
These things are so scary, but they just can't roll. Fucking roll well. It's all my fault.
Did that start with a 2?
all right, that was the Sebastian's turn. Old Dragon Pillar.
Oh,
Dragon Pillar. Who's closer now? Kesra's closer. I know this is going to be less effective against Kesra being lightning, but...
I don't have resistance. Oh, wait. No, I don't. Not with my claws out.
I don't
have my claws out.
Yep.
That'd be a good thing to put
you
out.
You've seen Avatar Last Airbender. You just gotta redirect the lightning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, get your really wise old uncle to teach you how to do it. And then when you do it, he says you're stupid for trying to tell God to smite you with a lightning bolt.
Let's be honest, Kesra killed his wise old uncle.
All right, attack, natural 20.
Oh,
ouch.
That's bad.
Make a reflex save.
Oh.
It's still based on reflex save.
Natural 4.
Oh my god.
Well, that's
hero point.
Ooh, much better.
That is better.
That'll be 26.
26. That would be a success. Except you take. Except it goes down because of the crit. So you will take full damage.
Yep.
Better than double.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good idea. 16 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
So
chipping away.
It hurts, but he likes it.
So, okay.
Dragons.
I didn't use my safe word.
This has been my favorite dragon pillar.
Guys, we should really keep this one around. I really like this.
Maybe we can reason with it.
No, Kezra.
You can't talk to it. It's a construct.
So, yeah. After that, he just turns it now. It's fucking turn. Kezra, it's your turn.
Yes. Kezra looks at the other one that's now grabbed, and he's like, I thought you would have learned from your friend. And he flies 15 feet into the air.
Oh, my God.
He just up and down.
Oh, my God.
The air around him just becomes smoldering hot.
Well, DC 5, right?
Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah. Got to try that.
Come on.
Six.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. Roll some reflex saves.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
So good.
I put a barrier back here so it doesn't.
There you go.
Here
we go.
Yeah,
it doesn't look too bad.
No, it's really not.
And everyone gets hit again.
Yes. Oh
god.
As he choke slams them back up into.
So the one you're holding, Kezra, natural one. Double damn. So how much was it?
21.
Oh my god.
So 42. 42.
42 for him.
Got it. All right. After that, then one on the left failed.
So 21.
So 21. The other one.
And the one in front of Benson?
The other one in front of Benson got a 27 total, so it's a success.
That's success.
Okay.
That spell makes me so happy.
It's such a good. All right, technically, just for fun, I am going to move. I'm just going to move them here just because I can.
Okay.
I'm going to move here.
Okay.
So I can be flanking with Benson.
Wouldn't that hit me?
You're 15 feet away.
Okay.
Yep. 10-foot emanation.
Yeah, 10-foot emanation.
So, yeah, they move around there. So now we're all super clumped, and I blow them all up.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So amazing. I just think of, like, you jumping through the forest like everything else is a trampoline, but only to Kezra. Yeah. And you're just like, woo!
It literally says, superheated air collects under you, buoying you high into the air, high into the sky before you plummet back down in a fiery comet.
I love it.
That's even better.
It's such a badass spell.
I would. They must have made that for Fist of the Ruby Phoenix.
They have. So
they must have made it.
Like, yeah. No. It's a. Nope. Secrets of Magic.
Oh. Wow. Well, wait. Did that come? That came after Fist of the Ruby Phoenix.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Came out right about. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So they could have made it for that. Anyway. Kezra, you have one action left, don't you? Because that was two actions.
I do.
Oh.
I will summon my claws.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Oh, I see what you're doing now, Pillar. I see.
Probably going to shoot me again. Wait, so.
Is that a spell? Oh, one
it's,
action.
It's one
That's
action.
That's right. I keep forgetting verbal components, man. Yeah. I love it.
Adalar, your turn.
Okay. All right, so which one of these looks the least bloodied?
The least out of all of them would be...
I feel like it's the one right north of Kestrel, but I'm not sure.
The one that crit fell didn't die. Okay, so he probably succeeded last time.
Yeah, he did. The one that Kezra has grappled still doesn't look like it's in a great position. So,
but they both are grabbing me. So the other ones that would be too.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yep.
So, bring him on over.
Put him there.
Didn't really.
I gotta take my one damage.
Spells.
Oh no. Yeah, okay. Tried it.
So you said this one doesn't look the one north of Kezra is the least.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So the one directly north is the one that Kezra has grabbed. Okay. He was the one that grabbed him originally.
And me, from what I remember, these things have attacks of opportunity.
These things. No, these did not.
Okay.
No, the butchers were the ones that had it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. So, in that case. Adlar is going to move right next to Benson, and I'm going to say, Benson, if you need healing, simply touch me. And then with his other two actions, he is going to touch
the Sabusan north of Kezra, and I need you to make me a will save.
Oh, will save.
Yeah.
Oh, that's their worst one. I can't roll worth a damn. 19.
That is a failure. Okay, so regret eats away at the Sabusan, punishing it for its violence until it ceases hostility. At the end of its next turn, the target takes 1d8 damage per different creature it intentionally damages on that turn. Maximum it can take is 4d8 if it's attacking four different creatures.
Goodness.
So,
the target, when it damages, it takes
a d8.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Okay.
So, until it spends a complete round without intentionally damaging another creature, it will take in 1d8 for each creature, different creature strikes.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Okay.
That's an interesting spell.
Yeah, it's called Warrior's Regret.
So wait, if you cast that on the wizard, he just won't cast Fireball? or is it just like strikes?
It says hostility.
I think a Fireball.
Yeah, that usually has a hint of hostility to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
Wow.
It'd be great against a wizard.
I know what to cast on Kezra if I ever get the chance to.
Warrior's Regret.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't work on Kezra. No, he doesn't know what regret is.
God, I feel so bad. All right, is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Benson.
Swinging away.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
It's flat-footed, though.
No, I know I hit it, but that's the third five in a row I've rolled.
Oh.
So I hit it, because it's flat-footed. That's 24.
Yep, that'll hit. Here's the one you're still going at.
Yep.
The one in between. Okay.
The one that's cursed, too, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Just cursing all of them.
Yep.
And you get an Abaddon curse, and you get an Abaddon curse.
That was 16 slashing plus
7.
Oh my god.
Damn, that's good.
23.
It's a wombo combo right there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you turned into a wombo?
And second strike. Fuck.
Was that a 5 again?
That was a 6.
Still flat footed.
Come on.
Still flat. Okay.
Oh, well, last one was a 24, right?
Yeah, give me 1 second to get this out.
19.
Yeah. 19,
19 will miss.
All right. Third strike, just for the fuck of it. I'm due at this point. I know I have 4.
Yeah.
But.
Is that it?
Really?
Yep.
Is that it?
Oh, my God.
You always take the last shot.
The total matters for this, right?
It's still 25. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, if you're down negative fives, No, 26, gosh. Actually.
It would only matter on a really high level.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Something higher level than us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Double damage.
Yep.
Make sure you get that curse damage ready.
it only applies for the first strike.
34 points of damage.
It only had 14 left.
Wow.
Decapitated.
Shink, shink, shink as you stab it directly to the neck, and it just...
Yep.
You know what? For that, I'll take the 3 5s in a row. And then I use my last action to move over to here.
Oh my gosh, so many actions.
Yep.
So many actions.
If you ever need any healing, all you gotta do is reach out.
Yep. Elk, your turn.
Okay. Elk, he is going to take his action to hunt prey on this one next to Kezra.
Okay.
And will... shoot.
You will shoot?
I will... Well, the thing is, I have my thing...
You got your sword out.
Sword out.
Drop your sword, pick up your bow.
Yeah, shoot. That's all I'm going to do. Drop sword, pick up bow, and final action would be to shoot.
Okay.
So that would...
Quick draw doesn't work for bows, does it?
Well, it does. It's just I dropped the bow.
He's not early. Drawing the bow. He's reaching out.
I have to reach out and pick it up.
Oh, yeah, it was down.
Yeah, so it's a manipulate like that.
I don't think the spirit of that feat is...
No.
Fuck yeah.
not that good.
That's a 17 on the die.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So that's a 30...
I mean, it's already a crit.
I don't know, man. So that'd be like a 34, I think? 17 plus 16.
That'd be 33.
Still a crit, though.
Yes. Boom!
Hell yeah. Love it.
Dropping bombs.
5, 4.
See if he just did it. He might just annihilate this thing with his arrow.
So that'd be 5, 4, so it's 9. 9, 10, 16, 18. So it would be 36 points of damage. Doubled. That would be doubled.
Oh my god.
Because that was 18 points just from that. I rolled really well. I got 4, 5, and a 7, then plus 2 due to the weapon expertise.
Yes.
Jeez, so 36 damage from the crit?
Yes.
It dies.
Oh.
Just snipes it right. He's just
yes.
Like,
grabbing onto Kezra. Kezra's fighting it off, and as he shoves it away, you just see an arrow right in his eye.
One shot, one kill.
One shot, one kill.
Okay.
These cults of the Valor are trying to fucking die. Cult of
Does Vamir get an action?
With your hunter.
Well, does he automatically attack the person that you hunted, but the person you hunted is dead?
So he just kind of... He can still fly.
Okay.
But he gets an action to command.
He gets one action with Hunt Prey, right?
Gotcha.
With Hunt Prey, it just makes it so whoever Hunt Prey immediately goes after and plans with him. So... I mean, but he can still just kind of fly around, but I don't know if he...
Hey, you can go on vacation.
Yeah,
you're going on vacation. Grab a hike with his friends, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but like, it's just like, Elk's just smiling widely right now just taking out these fucking things. It's just like, because the cult is just slowly just, he feels like this is good. Like, it feels so good to
still
do
this pillar, though.
Yeah, but I mean, in this part, getting rid of the Sabasan, then all we have to make sure we just...
Jake's got him. He's got to miss the DC 11 soon. Probably eventually. This round.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, then that is it.
Okay. It is the Sabasan's turn.
Oh, it's Sabasan's turn.
After
watching his friends die around him.
He did, and they're not cowards, and they're not stupid. So he actually lets go, and he's just going to fucking book it.
Good.
How far?
Can't run now. We're hungry.
He moves 75 feet to the west.
Oh, just 75.
Oh, poor bastard.
Oh, just 75 feet?
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
I can work with this.
The pillar.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then is going to take a shot at Kezra.
Yes.
Always
bring it.
Always goes for the closest one that I can see, or that it can sense.
Roll that flat check.
Flat. It's fine. You've
never failed that.
I know.
Like, it's mattered.
He used to fail it all the time, so I guess it's, what goes around.
That's true.
Yeah, the fact that when Benson was going for the one in the quarry, that was the time that I really wanted it to affect, but he missed the two that he was actually able to make. Anyway. Attack on Kezra. With a 27 to hit.
Yep.
Okay.
19 for the reflex.
Fail.
Full damage again.
5d6. 24 points of lightning damage.
19 points of lightning damage.
Ooh, okay.
And it is your turn, Kezra.
Yes. Kezra sees the Sabasan flying into the sky.
He's like, get back here.
And he will unleash a lightning bolt on
us. It's awesome because, like, there's a thunderstorm going around.
Yeah.
So just lightning strike and then from Kezra. Yeah. Oh.
You also just got shot.
I literally just got shot with light. I literally just, like, absorbed some of it because I literally have resistance and just channel it.
So you straight up airbended.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did the
lightning bend.
Roll a reflex.
Twenty-five. I believe it's a fail.
That's exactly my spell DC.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be 20, half of
27.
13. 13. It seems to... He didn't straight up die. He's been dodging lightning bolts this whole time, so I guess it makes sense.
With my last action... They
do live here.
They're just like every... Oh. Okay. Missed.
I'll just stay put.
You'll just stay put?
I'll move right here.
Just for fun. Okay, just move a little bit closer to the pillar.
Yep.
Benson, your turn.
All right, we're going.
What about me?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, sorry, Adalar.
Yeah, okay, so Adalar steps up.
Money spirit.
Straight line.
I need healing.
Oh.
straight line to the Savasan, ignores Kezra's pleas for healing.
Ah, he's learning too much.
Yes, I can get him now.
Kezra, if you want healing, come touch me. I've told everyone this all day.
And he says,
we discussed the plan already.
Abadar is not finished with you, Savasan.
And I am going to use Searing Light.
My name's Harold.
Out of the box. Oh, 19 on the die.
Oh, that's a crit.
34.
That's a crit.
Oh, my gosh.
Blow him right out of the sky.
Get ready for 5d6 times 2.
Wait. What type of damage is this?
There's good damage.
Fire! Wait. Is this a fiend?
No. But the alignment matters, doesn't it, with these things?
No. This is Searing Light. The raid deals 5d6 fire damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
mind.
Yeah, it only matters if it's undead demon or a fiend.
Okay. Neither of those. Okay. I was thinking Divine Lance or whatever, but
fire. I was thinking just evil.
No, they're evil, but they're neutral evil. That's why I was
My god.
Wow.
Box curse?
I see six, five.
And I still have two more to roll.
Oh my god.
This thing is dead.
Oh my gosh.
44 points of damage.
Dude, this thing is evaporated. Please.
Yeah. You hit it and it falls to the ground and a lightning bolt just hits the body
at the same time.
And it is dead. Yeah, you still have the pillar to deal with, however.
Benson!
So now, Benson, it is your turn.
So if I run through Adalar's
space. Yeah, it's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, and no, if I move through, can I touch him as a free action?
No, because it would be an interact.
It's an interact.
Yeah. How much is the first heal?
4d10.
How much damage do you take?
Not that much.
Yeah, no. I'd say you have four actions, like as far as you get three move, one athletics.
Like, where are you trying to run back and just slap him on the ass on the way over? Just like, good game! Boom!
Yeah, you're not going to reach it on this turn anyway.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. But, oh, that's true. So you could interact.
All right, so 15, you're just running.
20, 25. I'm getting close.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see how far you can actually move on.
Yeah, I might be doing this wrong.
Your speed's 20, not 20.
So 20.
Yeah, you have full plate on.
Okay. If
actually, it might be 15.
Does haste not help with that?
No, haste just gives you an extra move action or attack action. Okay. So your speed might check if your speed is. Full plate reduces it by.
No, it says my speed's 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was 5 feet extra.
Right. So. But okay. So if you take all four actions, you can get to this spot right here.
Yeah. Speed penalty is -10.
Okay.
Full plate.
Which -10?
That's what it says.
What's your base speed?
Base
speed for most is 25.
Yeah. It just says speed 20. I don't know if maybe something's wrong on the sheet.
Something might be wrong with the sheet then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So if it's 15, then it'd be...
I mean, do you have fleet as one of your feats?
I don't believe
that. No. So it'd be right here then. So you can move 60 feet with all four of your actions.
Woof.
To get right here. So you're in between two of the bunches of trees.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, gotta be legit.
All right. Next, top of the round, Elk.
Okay, so he is going to just simply, like, he can't do anything about this pillar, so.
He can shoot it.
Oh, yes, I'm going to shoot it with precision arrow. Yeah, I'm sure that'll work. Yeah, he's just going to hang back and, like, take a move action to move up with other people and just two actions just to, in case, like, another enemy appears.
Okay.
Take a shot.
Got it. Sabasan is dead. Dragon Pillar taking a shot at Benson.
Roll that flat check.
19 on the flat check.
Damn it!
Every time. But then again, it's not your attack roll. So.
Yeah, you pretty much give me like disadvantage on the roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got to roll it twice, works. And yeah. So attack. 37.
Yep, that'll hit.
Give me a. Wait, is that a crit?
No.
You can't crit Benson.
Not unless you hit a natural 20.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't know what's in the next pillar, but fortitude.
No, it's a reflex save.
Reflex, sorry. But please, fortitude?
Nope.
Dang it.
Make it whatever I want, John.
That's a fail. That's a fail. That's fail. Only okay. A 16.
5d 66. 19 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
Kesher, your turn.
Oh, wait. As my reaction, I use life connection, so I take that.
There we go.
Can you touch yourself?
Kesher. Leave me.
Can you heal yourself with that spell?
I would.
Huh?
Can you heal yourself with life beacon?
Vital beacon? I'm pretty sure I can.
Probably.
Yeah. And I get one hit point back because I use a divine spell. Yay!
Hey, it works.
So that was 18 points of damage, Jake.
Anyway, Kesra, this thing's still shooting lightning bolts out.
Yeah, I can't do much about that.
I'm just saying you're really jealous of how many lightning bolts it can.
Yeah, I love its lightning bolts. Kesra will reach up to little Kesra, who is coiled around his neck, and he will heal himself by drawing with familiar restoration, another new one.
Interesting.
And he will get 3d8 cool. healing.
Oh, that's wow, good. That's not bad.
For two actions.
Six, you're rolling eight. Well.
So because Adelar didn't heal you, you had to do
begrudgingly do it.
Little Kesra's my only friend. What's that friendship ended with Adelar? Little Kesra's my new best friend.
And then with my last action, I will just move closer.
Okay. Then, Adelar, your turn.
Why would you hear me? Why do you keep running away?
You for drill. You didn't want to heal me. You wanted all the glory. Which was cool, because I was a badass.
All right, well, I'm going to move 20 feet so I can get close to old Kizikiz. How much are you down by?
I'm almost exactly half health.
Well, how much are you down by? So I know whether or not I have to roll.
I'm down 42.
42.
Couldn't you just run and chest bump
it's,
him?
It's close. Heal? I'll have to roll.
Couldn't you just like chest bump him with your vital beacon?
No, he has to interact with me.
Oh,
sadly.
Hug him. Heal.
Yeah. All right, so 4d10 plus 32. Jeez. Oh, yeah, 11, 40. So I got 43 already.
I'm full health.
Okay, yeah. I don't even roll.
He's gonna keep 10. Healing you.
I got 10 for 11, so yeah, it's fine.
You're overhealed.
Keep doing it.
You explode.
All right, that's my turn.
That was Adelar Benson.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm just moving.
Okay.
Use some zoomies.
Closer and closer we inch towards the pillar.
Just short.
Just short.
Oh, my all gosh. Right.
You're close.
Yeah.
Next pretty, round, we'll take it down.
Pretty close.
You still have your hero point, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're fine. Yeah. We'll take it down.
Elk.
What do I want to do besides taking two actions, ready in action, in case anything pops out of the trees and shoot it?
I'll tell you what you can do.
What?
Benson's right in front of you. You can just shoot him in the back of the
head. Yes.
Jake's like, please, I wanted my Sabasan to do more damage.
Yes, I will try to see if I can hit Benson's AC.
How about we just all take a pact? We'll just all delay our turn so Benson can
yeah,
go,
let's delay.
And then
I'm
we
delaying.
Can just end this combat because I'm ready to finish off this dragon pillar. Remember at the top of the episode, like, we could do two dragon pillars in one app?
Let's
how foolish.
Delay.
You delay. It comes to you. The dragon pillar.
Can he delay?
Nope. Oh. Dragon pillar just give up.
It's not actually a creature, so it just acts.
Yeah.
So
I think we need to whittle this pillar down into a staff for Kesra.
Yay. Well,
then, just walk around.
Yeah, just take a chunk of it off.
John was like holding up his arms. Just and then, like the pillar was just like shooting off.
Oh, like a lightning rod.
Yeah.
Tack, and you, Benson?
Yep.
Still
can't see me.
31.
Flat check.
I did the flat check.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's a crime.
I know you're lying.
Yeah, that hits me. All right.
It's like 7 or 8 consecutive.
I don't. Jay's like, fuck
this illusion loop wall.
There, see, I failed. I rolled a 6 that time.
Oh, well, you wasted the 6, Jake.
60s.
See, Cal, you can't question.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that.
No, the point of that he's cheating is that he can roll a 6 on the one that doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah,
he rolled a 6 on the one that does matter. It's like 18.
Hey, you know, it's okay because I just rolled a natural 20 on my reflex.
Oh, there we go. So 23 points of damage.
So it's nothing, because the crit succeeded.
Yeah,
it's basic.
Natural 20, right?
Oh, yeah, if it's basic, then yeah. So nothing. So it's almost like you missed anyway.
Jeez, like, I'm tired of this. It's like he didn't do damage. Come on.
No harm, no foul. That principle. Was so fucking funny.
Kesri, your turn.
Ooh, I can get there with 2 moves, and I'm going to try to shove it over.
Wait, do you have your hero point?
I do.
Flip it's it like over. You got an old school shove off.
No.
I'm going to use my hero point.
come on, Kez.
And I will on my computer. I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
I know it was a good one, though.
And I failed.
Oh, no.
Just eh.
What's your athletics?
Plus 15.
It's not bad.
So
it's pretty good.
18.
Oh, I thought that was an 8. Sorry.
No.
Nope.
18, don't do it.
You try again, can you? Or?
No.
Two actions to move, yeah.
Do my actions.
Principled man, I threw that 16 away because it landed on my freaking computer.
I saw that.
Only on the table.
Kezra, Adelar.
Delay.
Benson.
We're going to push, guys.
Come on.
Push. What's up?
That is, hold on, let me do the math here. 34.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's a success.
Didn't even need a hero point.
Freaking Kool-Aid man. Benson size hole in the pillar.
It's like a fucking cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Burst through the pillar and it falls over. Kapow! And the storm dissipates.
Yeah, I know it.
Very video game style ending to this. And I will see you guys next time.
Oh.